like living in the city. I miss my friends and swimming in the ocean back home.
Give it a chance. Maybe God has something bigger planned for you. Welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Have you ever had to adjust to something new? Like moving to a new city or having to make new friends. In a situation like that, it's easy to miss the things and the people that you're used to. In Philippians 4:11, the Apostle Paul shared what he learned about adjusting to new things when he said, "I have learned to be content in whatever circumstance I find myself." See, contentment is being satisfied with the good things that you already have. And that's exactly what our story is about today. It's entitled Adjustments. "Hey, Mr. Watson," said Tiago as he walked across the courtyard of his apartment complex. His neighbor was watering pink and white impatiens in a flower box. "Hi, Tiago," replied the elderly man. "Have you gotten used to being in the city yet?" Tiago put his backpack down before he answered. "No, not really. I wish we didn't have to leave Ocean View. I miss swimming in the ocean."
"You can swim here too, you know," said Mr. Watson as he began watering the plants in a large urn.
"I know. That's what Sam said. He's in my class at school. But the only place there is to swim around here is the city pool. I went with him one day and it was so crowded, it was no fun at all. Nothing like swimming next to a sandy beach in the hot sun."
"Sounds like you need to make an adjustment," said Mr. Watson.
Tiago sighed. "What if I don't want to?"
"I didn't either. Before I moved to this apartment, I used to have a big garden at a house outside the city. When I first moved here, I tried to grow the same flowers on the north side of this complex as I had grown in my big sunny garden. Most of them either died or grew spindly and didn't bloom."
"Your flowers look okay to me," said Tiago, looking at the boxes and urns popping with color.
"That's because I adjusted to my new situation and planted flowers that bloom in the shade," Mr. Watson explained. "I learned that God created more than one kind of beautiful flower. And you might discover that God has good things He wants you to experience here that you wouldn't have had in Ocean View."
"You sound like my Sunday school teacher," said Tiago. "She's always telling us that if we know Jesus, we can be content no matter where we are or what we have."
"Well, she's right," said Mr. Watson. "Jesus has given us eternal life and promises to be with us in every situation. And because of that, we can be content. Trust Him to help you adjust to your new situation. Give it some time and you might learn to like city life just like I've learned to like impatience and begonias."
Well, what about you? Do you have to adjust to something new? Maybe something like a new home, a school, or a family member? If you only see the bad things about your new situation, you'll miss out on the good things God has for you. The Bible tells us that with Jesus, we can be content in any situation. So trust Him to show you something good about your new situation and to help you through any adjustments. Our key verse is Philippians 4:11.
"I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I find myself."
And our key thought for today, learn to adjust.
Partner with Keys for Kids Radio to spread the good news of Jesus around the world. Keys for Kids Radio is committed to providing encouraging music and stories 24/7 that tell the truth of the gospel. Angel shares, "Our family listens to Keys for Kids Radio every day. I am blessed just as much as my kids by the uplifting music and the fun, engaging programs that encourage us to love and live for Jesus." So consider giving today with a monthly donation of $5. Visit keysforkids.net and click donate. My name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.